This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. A snowstorm from Canada is blowing into Colorado. CPR's Haley May has more on what to expect.
Elevations above 8,000 feet can expect a range from 10 to 24 inches of snow. Lower elevations will see less accumulation, but it's still going to be enough to impact your routine, including Wednesday morning's commute. In the north, Fort Collins and Greeley can expect between 2 and 6 inches. Metro Denver can plan for between 3 and 9 inches. And Palmer Divide will have the most accumulation between 4 to 12 inches piling up along I-25. Haley May, CPR News.
Airports across our region are showing up on a new list of the most turbulent, and Denver ranks first. Experts say geography plays a big role in these bumpy rides. The Mountain West News Bureau's Caleb Bradle has more.
Flying into places like Reno, Denver, or Boise can mean a rougher ride than usual. New data from the turbulence tracking site Turbly shows 8 of the 10 most turbulent airports in North America are in the Mountain West. The main reason? Mountains. As winds move over ranges like the Sierra Nevada and Rockies, airport officials could warn of waves of unstable air delaying takeoffs and landings. Some studies suggest turbulence could become more frequent as the climate warms. Experts say forecasting and avoidance tools are also improving. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Caleb Radel.
Mohamed Soliman, the man who attacked demonstrators on Boulder's Pearl Street Mall last summer, will plead guilty to all the state charges against him. That's according to a motion filed Sunday by his attorneys, who say the intent is to keep his family in the country in case they are needed for a trial. He faces 184 state charges, which carry a sentence of life without parole, plus at least 400 years. The attack last year injured dozens and resulted in one death. He's also facing federal charges. It's now 7:06. This is CPR News.